Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Got about 20 minutes left to the show. We've been teasing this since we got on about an hour or so ago. We've got the Northeast Ohio Ghostbusters with us. And we've got the trio of Bobby O'Connor, Matt Grenig, and Jennifer Basil with us. Guys, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having us.
We're doing pretty good.
Well, tell us about the organization, what you guys do, who you guys serve, and what you guys are all about.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a loaded question. We are the Northeast Ohio Ghostbusters, and we use our love for the first and second movie and turn it into something positive for our community. You know, we do anything as small as birthday parties to parades to charity events, and it's not necessarily our charity events. It's also the community and charity events.
So. Well, and how did this organization get started? Now, you guys have been around for a few years, and you guys have an event coming up in Elyria here in a few days. We'll get to that. But how did this all get started? How did this idea form?
Well, I'm one of the founding members of the group. The group's been around for 5 years, and it was just the love of Ghostbusters that brought us all together. I think there is originally 9 in the group. The group now has over 20 active members in the group. And when it's just, you know, hey, let's get together and do something fun, and then it turned into what can we do having fun that will benefit our community.
And you guys are tied in with a number of different charities, correct? Which charities are you guys tied in with?
Currently, we are affiliated with Special Wish Cleveland. That's the charity right now that we're basically focusing on. We had our last year of wishes, and we've been doing some events this year with involving them at this point. So we try to keep it with one charity during the year, because we tried it 1 year with several, and it got a little bit too much to handle. So we stuck with one each year, so that way it's a little more easier to keep track of everything.
Bobby, we heard from you a little bit, the co-founder of this organization. Matt, I wanted to get your take. When did you find out about this organization? When did you say, look, that's what I've got to do. I want to be a part of this. I'm a Ghostbuster.
Well, I'll be honest with you, it stems all the way back to my love of the franchise since I was a little kid. But it was 2 years ago in 2015 in October, I saw these guys at an event that I had been with my fiance and my 2 children. And I was like, you know what? Let me get some more information about the organization and what they do. I was interested in participating. I've been wanting to do something like this since I was my teens. An excuse to put a suit on and put on a proton pack. Always wanted to. So, I mean, what Ghostbuster fan doesn't? And then I got in contact with Bobby and started the membership process. And by the end of by December, I was a full-fledged member, and I was already going to events by February of the following year in 2016.
Sure. Jennifer, let me throw that same question your way. What was it that made you want to be a part of this? When did you realize this is happening? I'm going to be a Northeast Ohio Ghostbuster.
Well, I've known Bobby O'Connor for several years here, but I was inspired by them. They actually were part of the May event, which was last year in Elyria. I actually am a part of Superhero Kids Ohio as well, and I brought them on, and they actually brought a lot of fun to the city of Elyria, and they inspired me, and I decided to join. I love the Ghostbusters as well, and I figured, hey, I can be a superhero and a Ghostbuster, both at the same time.
Give us an idea as to how you guys go about getting those uniforms, and if you guys out there listening have seen these guys somewhere out and about, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, these are about as close to being 110% authentic as you could possibly be. These uniforms are really awesome. Where do you guys get the unis, and where do you guys get the proton packs from? I would imagine those are not easy things to find and put together.
The flight suits are actually, we go to military surplus stores or online, and you're able to find the flight suit. It's something fairly close to what they used in the movie. The proton packs are a whole nother animal. They're mainly just built from pieces and parts, and you can get plans online and put them together. And
there's actually like forums and things online that are dedicated to this type of thing, where you can find different ways to get flight suits, the name tags that actually can be custom made with your last name, utility belts, the homemade equipment that was in the movie that we wear. And I mean, my flight suit is made from a pair of automotive coveralls because I'm a larger person. Anyways, but it fits me better, and it's the same color, and it works, and it's a similar, and it you can't tell.
Do you guys drive a Hurst around also, like they do in Ghostbusters?
There is a gentleman in the group by the name of Mark. He actually owns a Cadillac Hearse. It's not a 59 like everybody would love it to be. And we also have a Ecto-1 Escape that we also use because gas mileage is a killer
yes.
in that Hearse. And it's not quite done yet. So there are a couple vehicles that we use and try to modernize it a little bit. You know, what would Dr. Ray Stantz be driving today if he had to go and pick one up off a car lot? So that's kind of how we look at it. And that's the usually what we have access to. So.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Bobby O'Connor, Mac Rennick, and Jennifer Basil with Northeast Ohio Ghostbusters here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You guys have, I believe, just over 20 active members, but you're always searching for new ones. When you guys are out searching for members, what are you looking for exactly?
Well, I can go ahead and interject in that real quick here. A very large love for the Ghostbusters franchise is basically what we're looking for. The group actually does do background checks on all members too. That is one thing that we do as well. And also, we have an interview process. It's just a light process where we just ask a few questions, get to know the person a little bit better, to see where they stand and why they're interested in joining the organization.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting too when you take a look at the members that you guys have. You've got a pretty diverse group as well, and I think that's pretty interesting when you take a look at the group you guys have put together. You mentioned that you guys are always looking for new members. You want people who obviously are familiar with the franchise and want to be a part of the process too, because when you go to these functions, I would imagine it's just unbelievably gratifying to see some of the responses that you guys get.
I'll admit, yes, it is.
Yeah, just recently we were in the Bicentennial Parade, and it was amazing to see the crowd cheer and clap and, of course, ask who you're going to call, is us.
I lost my voice saying Ghostbusters so many times.
Wait, yes. So Matt Douglas was at the parade.
I was
Douglas,
there.
Do you
I
remember
saw,
seeing these guys?
I did. Of course I remember seeing them. They're official. There's a Ghostbuster-y looking as you can Ghostbuster get. It was cool. When you guys do come back, I think, of course, I made the joke across about crossing the streams. But you guys ever get tired of that? I was thinking as we play the Ghostbusters intro on here and ask you guys about the cars. I mean, it's got to be a fun part of this job is having all that stuff kind of coming at you.
Yes, it is. We have a little joke upon us when some of our events we talk movie speak to each other in dialogue from the movie. Sometimes it can get a little out of hand sometimes, but a lot of us can quote both movies word for word, dialogue by dialogue.
Matt, you have a favorite Ghostbuster?
Yes, I do. My favorite Ghostbuster is Egon.
Nice. Why?
Because I'm a huge, gigantic nerd, and so is he.
Sort of the brains of the group and the whole thing too. Yeah. What about you, Brian?
Well, I'm always a big fan of Dan Aykroyd, so Dr. Raymond Stantz would have to be my favorite Ghostbuster for sure.
Jennifer, we can't leave you out. Who's your favorite Ghostbuster?
Well, I got to say Annie Potts's, because that's actually what I do for a living. I am actually a secretary, so.
You're a real life Janine.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually,
nice.
I'm a secretary for the Ghostbusters too, so.
Holy cow. We'll see. It all works together then. It makes perfect sense. See, I don't know that if it gets any better than Pete Venkman. I mean, that's one of Bill Murray's best characters. I will always say that his role as Bigger and McCracken and Kingpin, it really gives Shooter McGavin a run for his money when it comes to the all-time great sports villains. But Pete Venkman, I mean, I think that guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but I think it's interesting because there's no right or wrong answer to this question. I mean, everybody's got their own opinion.
Sure.
And, of course, I mean, if you're a fan of this franchise, it's hard not to love what you guys are doing. You guys are going to be at the Ecstasy Biscuit Bar in Elyria this Saturday. Tell us about that event. What's going on there?
Yeah, we're going to be right across the street from here. Amy Leonard and her husband Gary Leonard have a bakery across the street. It's called Ecstasy Biscuit Bar. The shop is named after their two adopted Great Danes, Xena and Capone. They have this weekend, some of us will be there taking pictures with the animals and or the family or whoever wants to stop up. They have about anything that you can think of that your dog would go crazy for. It's an awesome place to stop in and check out. And, you know, we're looking forward to it, you know. Dogs and Ghostbusters, what else could you ask for, you know?
It's a wonderful combination, no question about that. Well, guys, before we cut you loose, for our listeners out there who are wondering where they can find out where more events like this are popping up, or maybe there are some folks listening out there that would like to become members, how can they get a hold of you, and how can they find out more about what you guys do?
We have our website, which is www.northeastgbs.com. And we also have a Facebook page, Northeast Ohio Ghostbusters. You can reach us there. I manage the Facebook page, and I answer all messages as soon as I can when I see them come through. So.
And we also have YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. You know, you can get a hold of us in any of those social medias. And, you know, we try to keep up on our events, what's coming up and where it's going to be at and stuff like that. So.
Very nice. Well, guys, we certainly appreciate you guys coming in the studio here, spending some time with us. Very, very cool stuff. Again, check them out this Saturday, Ecstasy Biscuit Bar, right around the corner here from the station. Bobby, Matt, Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Andy.
All righty.